What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Panels on Pages. My name is Dalibor, and today I was going to talk about the Brandon Sanderson Kickstarter thing, but then I got into a debate this morning on TikTok about the Endgame timeline, and I wanted to clear that up instead. I was like, I was going to put all this time and energy into it. I figured I might as well just do the podcast on it. So that's what we're talking about today. So the conflict stems from the Russos, inaccurately in my opinion, saying that Steve goes back and lives an alternate timeline with Peggy. That's wrong. It's simply wrong. It's wrong on a moral level because then he's just picking a random Peggy, basically, which is wrong. But it's also wrong on a timeline level because it wouldn't work. Now, for me to be able to fully explain this to you, you must accept that what becomes canon was always canon. That's a really important aspect of it. This is comics. I've already done a video on this. Whatever is created that says something new happened before, that thing always happened. So for instance, when they put out Captain Marvel and they said, oh, Captain Marvel happened in the 90s and Nick Fury met Captain Marvel in the 90s, that always happened. So retroactively, even before Iron Man was created, that always happened. Do you understand? So it's not a matter of like retcon. It's just, it was always canon. It's not new canon. It's not, you know, redacted canon. It's just always been that way. So even though we didn't hear about the Eternals until the Eternals movie, the Eternals have always been there. Do you get it? So with that in mind, we have to take Loki and the events of Loki into account when talking about Endgame. So with Endgame, we're going to do a little top down here. So if you're listening, this might be best to watch, but I'm going to try to also audibly explain it. So we have our timeline ending with Endgame and starting with, I don't know, the dawn of time. Every time they went back, so let's say this was the 2012 branch, this was the 2014 branch, when they went back and took a stone, right? And then it was the, was it 1957 branch when they went back again? When was the other one? Regardless, each of them has their own branch, right? So the idea was we go back, right? We go back and we're going to take the stone. Taking the stone creates the branch. Now, with the TVA, we know the TVA would come in and prune that timeline entirely without question. They didn't seem to have any exception rule. So they would take any threat to the prime timeline, to the sacred timeline, and eliminate it immediately. That was their whole premise. So, the main thing to remember from Loki is that they said the Avengers did what they were supposed to, right? So the Avengers did what they were supposed to. So whatever happened within Endgame was always supposed to happen. So, in 2012, when they take the Time Stone and on the other end of town try to take the Space Stone, they create a divergent timeline. Loki escapes with the Space Stone, creating that timeline, which is immediately pruned as soon as they detect Loki. So as soon as he lands, so he takes the stone, lands, and that's it. They show up within seconds. So we know the TVA shows up immediately after any of these divergent timelines is created. Now, with the fact that these other timelines were created, well, obviously we didn't see them get pruned, but the reason that they, even if they needed to be pruned, so even if they did send agents to prune those timelines, one without the Time Stone, one without Thanos in 2014, one without the Space Stone or the Power Stone in 2014, if any of those timelines needed to be pruned, they wouldn't recreate because the stones are gone. They would just be fixed by the fact that they went back and put the stones back, so effectively undoing that timeline to begin with. One of the questions that came up was, why doesn't Steve remember fighting himself? Well, that's because that was the Loki timeline. That timeline was erased. We saw that timeline get erased. If you remember, they go back and eliminate the timeline branch within a certain time frame, so it goes backwards as well as forwards. So even though if they just went back and put the stone back, for instance, the Power Stone in 2014 for Guardians, if they just went back and put the stone back, it doesn't matter because that variant timeline, any variation in that timeline, would have been pruned all the way back to him getting knocked out by War Machine. So none of those actions matter because it's like a bubble, forward and backward. Anything forward from the Divergent timeline is erased. Anything back that caused it is erased. So when they took Sylvie, the timeline was erased backwards to remove her from existence, not just from that moment, but all the way back to her birth. So now with all that in mind, right, we are pruning those timelines. All of those excess timelines are removed because we must safeguard the primary, the sacred timeline. It must be safeguarded, right? So when Steve is done putting all those stones back and says, hey, I'm going to come back here in 1957, and then he shows up again at the time of Endgame as an old man to give Sam the shield, that's the prime timeline. Because if it had branched off a Steve and Peggy timeline, the TVA would have come and erased it. He wouldn't have had an opportunity to live to old age and give Sam that shield. It's just not something that would have been possible. Now, as for where that shield might have come from, I have a couple thoughts. If you remember, 2016, we have the Black Widow movie. In that Black Widow movie, the Red Guardian says, I fought Captain America. What if he wasn't making shit up? What if there are unspoken and untold stories between the time Steve lands in 1957 or whatever it was decided to be? What if Peggy was like, all right, that's some wild shit that you just told me. Hold off on any details. Once in a while, I might just peg you for, hey, I need you to go do this thing. I need you to run this mission. So he ends up fighting the Red Guardian in a forest somewhere. They built him a new shield specifically for these secret missions. Now, of course, we have no on-screen confirmation, but some way there was another shield made, possibly by S.H.I.E.L.D., just as a in-memoriam thing. And when Steve showed up, Peggy was like, oh shit, hey, we made this thing. You have it now. Like, this is, we could just put it up on the wall or whatever. And maybe there's nothing else that happened, right? They just had it up on the wall as something to hold on to for memories. And then when it came time, he gave it to Sam. Or he had a bunch of secret missions and they built him a shield for that. Regardless, it can't have been a different timeline. So the Russos are wrong. Now, they may not have been wrong at the time they said that, but upon the release of Loki, they became wrong. Because what did I say at the beginning? Everything that's added was always canon if it retroactively affects things. So, retroactively, their statement is incorrect because alternate timelines were pruned. Because when Loki is brought before the TVA, he says, you need to go after the Avengers. They're the ones fucking around with time. And they say, the Avengers did exactly what they were supposed to. Which means their mission preserves the sacred timeline, and their mission is not affecting it. Which means Steve does not create an alternate timeline. And then as the writers of Endgame and Winter Soldier had already planned, he was always the husband. He wasn't at her bedside because, guess what? He still was. And he's like, I don't want to have to explain this to my younger self. I'm just going to let him live this moment. I'm going to stay out here. Hell, he might have even seen him in the hallway and just been like, he's got some shit coming up ahead of him. Boy, do I remember those days. It's, in my opinion, not that complicated. But people are still arguing with it. Now, anyone that says, oh, well, that's not how time travel works. Well, ultimately, it's all fiction. So that is how time travel works in this universe. We know that because that's what they told us. So that's going to be it for this one. If there are any questions, please hit me up on Twitter at BossSincere, Instagram at TheDaliborJujevic, and on TikTok at PraviDalibor. PraviDalibor. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you in the next one.